Good morning, I'm Richard Coffin. 4,300 Hydro One customers in our area are still without power after Tuesday's severe winds. The utility says outages continue across southwest, central, and eastern Ontario. The majority locally are in the Elmaguin area, with outages also stretching from Port Loring to Mattawa. Hydro One says restoration times vary from the supper hour to 11 o'clock tonight. The Ford government says they'll do whatever is necessary to help municipalities end encampments and public illegal drug use, all while helping those facing addiction and mental health challenges. The province has introduced legislation it says will help clear encampments by enhancing penalties for people who deliberately and continually break the law. Another piece of legislation will allow police and authorities to direct individuals to stop using illegal substances or leave a public space and allows them to issue a ticket or arrest those who don't comply. The government says new judicial approaches that provide the option of rehabilitation as an alternative to jail time in the event of minor or nonviolent drug crimes are also being explored. City police say zero tolerance enforcement is now in effect when it comes to enclosed mobility scooters. That could include fines of $50 to $65 under either the Highway Traffic Act or City of North Bay bylaw. The North Bay Police Service says you may have seen what appears to be microcars driving around the city on sidewalks and sometimes illegally with regular traffic. Officials say the scooters are classified as pedestrians, like an electric wheelchair. It can only be legally operated on sidewalks, pedestrian trails, and parking lots. They say despite a five-month educational grace period, they continue to receive traffic complaints about the scooters. Riders of all ages and skill levels are being invited to showcase their tricks at the upcoming Cheapskates and Red Bull Canada Launch Jam. Officials say it's the first major event to be hosted at the new skate park and pump track, which opened last fall. They say the high-energy event takes place from 11 to 3 on Sunday, May 11th, and includes giveaways, prizes, contests, and more. The city says a Kiwanis all-wheel park was designed for skateboarders, BMX, and scooter riders and has quickly become a popular destination for local youth and visitors. U.S. President Donald Trump says Prime Minister Mark Carney will be coming to Washington, D.C. within the next week for a visit. Trump says Carney wants to make a deal on a new trade agreement. The American president has demanded a renegotiation of the Canada-U.S.-Mexico Free Trade Pact when he signed during his first term in office. The Prime Minister's office will only say Carney will visit in the near future. In Canada, Nipissing-Temiskaming were painted blue in the Student Vote Canada results. Gary Keller and the Conservatives won both the riding and a minority government nationally in the mock election. Nearly 2,200 students at 27 schools in our area cast ballots in the student vote. Keller received 37% support, with the Liberals' Pauline Rochefort, the real elections winner, receiving 25% of the vote.